BHAM's home for world-class rock. BHAMMountainRadio.com.
This hour of Oh Brother is sponsored by Homewood Music. Making, buying, and selling instruments. They'll even teach you how to play them. Homewood Music, 50 years behind the times.
So southern, they'll get up for you for nothing. Take this brother.
Welcome back into Oh Brother. I'm Will Lockamy along with Reed Lockamy. You're listening to Birmingham Mountain Radio. Reed, we've been talking to Bob Tedrow from Homewood Music, and we're not going to stop that quite yet. We also have Mohammed Mali in the studio with us, our intern. This is one of my favorite notes. We're coming back with more Bob Tedrow.
And the ukulele banjo. We'll see you then for more, brother, after the break.
Birmingham's world-class rock, The Mountain, WWE.
Quick break there. Thanks for the next teams for bringing us in.
Now,
you are listening to Oh Brother with Will Lockamy and Reed Lockamy. Our intern, Mohammed Mali, is in the studio. And Bob Tedrow from Homewood Music.
Yeah.
And as we've talked about, Reed, they make a bunch of cool instruments, and they sell a bunch of cool instruments, and they'll teach you how to play those instruments.
Yeah, it's right there in Homewood. You cannot miss it. Usually there's a 1928 Ford Model A car sitting out in front. It's right across from the park there in Homewood. And it just is a fun place to go. It's a nice little shop. If you are a lover of instruments, then this is definitely a place that you need to be. Homewood Music.
Now, Bob, you are holding an instrument right now. What is that?
This is a ukulele banjo. Product of the 20s.
And I guess it's exactly what you would think. It's a little bitty banjo.
It's a tiny banjo. It's where the fascination with the ukulele on the West Coast from 1915 to about 1920 met influence of the jazz banjo on the East Coast. Sort of like a... What is that candy that has the chocolate and the peanut butter? Reese's, like
Reese's.
A Reese's.
Yeah, that's right. So this is like Tiny Tim meets Steve Martin sort of thing there.
It's a very interesting. It was very popular on college campuses in the 20s.
Okay, interesting. And am I noticing, are those nylon strings like a ukulele?
Exactly. Well, it is a ukulele.
Okay.
So it's nylon strings.
It's more ukulele than it is banjo.
Gosh.
What'd you
Visually,
say?
Visually, it's banjo.
Yeah, it looks just like a little bitty
Sonically,
person's banjo.
It's banjo. But the
four
way
strings,
it is
though.
Tuned, it is a ukulele.
And tuned like a ukulele,
right. And
nylon strings.
The chords are definitely ukulele chords.
Now you're going to play us a little song, huh?
Yes.
Are you going to sing with a song?
Oh, Lord, don't make me sing.
We'd love to hear it.
I have sung, and I'm not ashamed of it, but we'll not do that on the radio. I depend so much on visual attraction or distraction when I sing.
And I am now putting a picture of you playing this little cute little instrument on the Facebook, the Birmingham Mountain Radio Facebook fan page.
Now,
so everyone
you,
can go see it.
Before you play the song, what song are you going to play?
Well, I will play I'll See You in My Dreams.
Okay.
Which is a song that was popularized by ukulele I Cliff Edwards, who was the voice of Jiminy Cricket, did this song.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So,
okay, let's hear it.
What did you like more, the song there or the dance that I was doing?
I thought the dance you were doing is pretty good. I do suspect that my mama wouldn't like the way you danced right there. But so that's a very lively instrument.
Right.
Now, Bob, I've read in interviews that you've said you have no born musical talent. I'm not sure that that's true.
Well, when I say that, I'm actually telling the truth. I think everything that I learned to play, I learned by doing it over and over and over and forcing myself. I wasted an incredible amount of time as a youth trying to play the guitar and the banjo. And I, for all the world, thought I had talent until I went to college and met people who really were talented. But by that time, I had played for so many hours and so many years that I could hang with lots of people.
So with no talent, what made you start playing?
My grandmother was a fantastic jazz piano player. Drove an MGTD.
Oh, yeah.
Was an artist. smelled like turpentine and cookies.
That's an interesting combination of odors. Yeah.
It's very seductive. So until I was about 13, I wanted to grow up to be an old lady.
Yes.
So, but I've always had a fascination with instruments, and I like people that I like musicians. I've had a regular job for only 7 years of my life in the last 57 years.
What was your regular job?
I got a degree in occupational therapy and worked as a therapist in the state psychiatric hospital in rural North Carolina.
Wow. Now, wait, this may be more interesting than anything we've talked
about.
That's
right, yeah.
I learned so much while I was worked there.
And I also read that while you had that job, you were making and fixing instruments in your desk
Yeah. I learned to do leather work, learned to repair band instruments by buying repair manuals that were published in the 1920s and 1930s because I could find nothing current. And I would put tools in my desk drawers, and during lunch break and after hours, I would take the tools out and learn to disassemble flutes and clarinets and repad them. And then because I knew I didn't want to be a therapist in a psychiatric hospital for very long.
Right. So, Reed's wife pointed out that that worried her that maybe you were neglecting the patients.
No, this was during lunch.
Gotcha. During lunch only. So, and you mentioned also that your mother, who's listening to the show tonight, is also a musician.
She is.
And what does she play?
She plays the banjo a little bit. She plays the guitar, ukulele, and the piano.
Okay.
And her mother was a musician. And I have relatives that were musicians going back to the Revolutionary War.
Okay, so a long time.
It may be genetic.
Maybe it is.
The obsession might be genetic.
Now, if someone said to you, what's your primary instrument? Have we covered this? What would you say your primary? Are you more of a banjo?
I think I'm a guitar player. I started playing the guitar during the folk scare of the 1960s.
Okay.
And played in several different church folk groups. I've sung Kumbaya so many times.
Wow.
If I sing it one more time, I'll go into an anaphylactic shock.
Have you seen, what's the movie, The Christopher Guest Is a Mighty Wind?
Oh, yes.
The Christopher Guest movie?
Funny, very funny movie.
Christopher Guest, what a guy. Talented.
Has he done anything that wasn't really good?
I wasn't that crazy about Home. Was it Home for Pearl? No, For Your Consideration.
Oh, you know what?
The
as
Home for
big
Pearl
of a fan as I am, I haven't seen that yet.
It's really a letdown a little bit, in my opinion, because I went into it expecting it to be a mockumentary, and it's not really.
Oh, really?
So I think I just misjudged it. It's a weird combination of mockumentary and just sort of a funny movie, which to me made it not as good as his previous ones. I'm curious to know, Bob Tedrow, when you were a young person and you were wanting to grow up to be an old lady, what kind of music were you listening to? You're surrounded by jazz pianists and banjo players, and what were you listening to music-wise?
Well, I had an access, like we spoke about before, I had access to an AM radio in the late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid in bed at night with the covers over my head and listened to whatever came over the AM radio. Was, WLS in Chicago, Grand Ole Opry we got, South of the Border stations, rock and roll, whatever was around. So I've always been a radio person.
Mm-hmm.
Popular music, of course. The first record I ever bought was Dead Man's Curve by Jan and Dean.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And my babysitter, Cheryl Brown, gave me a stack of 45s when she went off to college. This would have been about 1958 or 9. So I had a stack of the Coasters and all sorts of great 45s, which I ultimately used as frisbees and destroyed.
Right.
But so I had a lot of influence when I was a little kid listening to music. So,
what kind of music do you listen to nowadays in this? I mean,
I still like to listen to older music, but I have an 18-year-old daughter, so I listen to what she likes as well. So I'm extremely eclectic in what I like to listen to.
Okay,
I like rock and roll.
So do you still listen to any, I'm trying to, not modern, but I mean currently made, like are there any records that have come out in the last 5 to 10 years that you like or listen to, bands that are current that you listen to, or do you primarily?
Well, my personal taste would lead towards bands like Nickel Creek, and it's...
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Nickelback, a totally different thing.
And you know what? I have to go hear Nickelback because I've never heard
of them. No, you should not go listen to Nickelback.
Understand they're a subject of somewhat derision.
Listen, Nickelback is a great band if you like bands who have lead singers that look just like Jesus. But if you're not, if that's not your thing, then...
Jesus mixed with the Cowardly Lion.
I went to the Creed concert.
What? Whoa, no.
I got free tickets.
Recently? Like in the last year?
The last one that came here.
Oh, and you were the one, but everyone got free tickets. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When it came on, some other guys came on that weren't Creed, but I thought they were Creed because I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
And
who did you go with?
I went with my
wife. Please tell me this is your daughter's fault.
And my daughter.
Okay.
She likes Creed.
Was my daughter there? I don't know.
Probably not. She's no. Bob Tedrow's daughter. She's
got
your
jeans. Oh, we went because we got free tickets.
Well, there you
go. I won the tickets at a lottery when I bought my my wife bought herself a Mini Cooper, and we went to a party at the Mini dealership, and I won tickets to Creed.
Wow.
And I rather enjoyed it. I thought it was a hell of a show.
You don't have to be nice.
Oh, that's terrible.
I bet they probably because they let you get up and play an instrument. You're probably They picked five people out of the 10 people in the crowd. Like, y'all come up and play.
I'm officially sorry that I asked that
records,
question.
Though. I have to say, I did not download any Creed stuff.
That's never would have gone.
Let me ask you this. You're a stylish guy also, I've noticed.
Thank you for noticing, yes.
I have noticed that.
Amazing.
And I'm curious to know about what type of tie you tie. Is that a double Windsor? Is that a half Windsor?
I think this is a full Windsor.
Full Windsor.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was. Have you seen it?
It looks like...
That's a good tie.
Isn't it? Looks like the way I tie a tie.
I bet it's not. The last year, I taught myself to tie the full Windsor, and it's not as easy as you might think. It takes a little doing.
My father taught me.
Yeah.
And I wear a tie every day, and just because I don't have to, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
I am just young enough to where the internet taught me how to tie a tie.
Wow.
I know, right? I think I was only like 18 or 19, but I remember searching that.
You had an internet dad.
Yeah, I sure did, Reed.
Interesting.
Let's not talk about it.
All right. Also, before we get out of this segment, I have a question sort of to follow up. Correct it. You grew up in what part of the country? Well, I'm sure we covered this.
I led
this.
A peripatetic existence. I lived in North Texas, three towns in Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado. My father was an oil field geologist.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so we lived wherever the oil fields were. So we would move around every 2 years. I was 10 years old before I realized that everybody in my class didn't move here 2 years ago. So,
well, there you go.
Okay, Bob Tedrow, thanks so much for joining us. Anyone in Birmingham, musician or not, I'm going to go ahead and say, should stop by Homewood Music just because it's such a cool place.
Yeah.
Just wander around, look, and watch Bob Tedrow and Mr. Burns make the instruments.
Yeah, not only thank you for joining us tonight, but listen, we've talked about this. I'd love to have you on a regular basis to bring us some other interesting instruments like the ukulele, banjo, and play them for us and talk about
it. Can I tell
the
same jokes?
Yeah, please.
There
we
go. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever. Yes, you can. So that's that. Thanks again. We sure have enjoyed it. And coming up after the break, we are going to talk about outlawing Happy Meals in San Francisco. Crazy situation.
I don't
like
that already.
There you go.
Birmingham's home for world-class rock. The Mountain. BHAMMountainRadio.com.